This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. Newsmax TV, hour number three, 80 million homes and growing strong. Number one show on Newsmax, Bill O'Reilly, three times a week on the show. Tonight, Bill O'Reilly, I did my interview earlier today. You will want to hear it. This just in, Obama-appointed judge blocks the Trump administration from adding the citizenship questions to the 2020 census. And now it's up to the Supreme Court to decide. And nobody trusts Judge John Roberts, now do they? On important issues, I'm telling you, he's being blackmailed. They let him vote his way 99% of the time, but on important issues, they blackmail him. Sure as I'm standing here. And this is an important issue, so I have no faith. I just don't know what's going to happen. It's just amazing to me. Why would you be surprised, though, right? Obama was, in my opinion, a terrible person, an evil person. I believe a communist, Marxist, socialist. His goal was the destruction of the United States, the destruction of the U.S. economy, destruction of capitalism. Turn this into a socialist nation, turn it into a nation filled with foreigners, leave the borders open, flood the nation a la Cloward Piven, which is the theory we learned at Columbia University, Obama and I as classmates, to overwhelm the system with welfare and foreigners coming in. And sure enough, he did it. And why would you be surprised that an Obama-appointed judge would block the citizen question, as if that's the most amazing thing in the world? Oh, my God! There's a question on the census actually asking, are you a legal American citizen? If you aren't, you shouldn't even be answering the damn census. Richard Seaborg, a federal judge for the Northern District of California. What a surprise. Put that sentence together. Judge Obama appointed Northern District of California. Throw in communist. Throw in Marxist. Throw in traitor to the United States of America. Why are people like this on trial? Why aren't they being hung for being traitors to the United States of America? It's the simplest thing in the world. You're allowed to be liberal. I never stopped a person from being a liberal. I don't want to arrest you for being a liberal. I don't want to hang you for being a liberal. But for being a traitor, yeah. And the border is traitorous. There's a reason for a border. You don't let foreigners in your country without knowing who's coming in and without extreme vetting. And anyone who doesn't think there should be a wall, an extreme vetting, a border, secure border, ICE agents left and right, border agents left and right, deciding who gets in, is a traitor. And if you want to fill the country with illegals, you're a traitor. And if you believe the entire country should be run through the direction of foreigners who don't belong here, you're a traitor. And if you believe all the people who are here illegally should get welfare, food stamps, and 1,000 other government programs, you're a traitor to the American people and the American Constitution. And if you don't think we can ask a simple question, are you a citizen or not, you're a traitor. Just say it like it is. You're a traitor. And people get hung for being traitors. Judge Seaborg, an Obama appointee, said Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross fell short of offering a valid reason to add the citizenship question, claiming it threatens the very foundation of our democratic system. To ask a question, whether you're legal or not, threatens the very foundation of our democratic system. He's a traitor. This is a guy that should be hung. Anyone who could even say that should be arrested, tried, and hung if found guilty, if convicted. Can you imagine saying that out loud? That to ask a simple question threatens the very foundation of our democratic system, and maybe, just maybe, if that question stops a few illegals from answering the census so Democrats get a few less congressional seats, that threatens the foundation of our democratic system? Incredible. He says Secretary Ross's reliance on the Voting Rights Act enforcement to justify inclusion of the citizenship question was mere pretext and the definition of an arbitrary and capricious government act, the judge wrote. Moreover, Secretary Ross's conclusion that adding the citizenship question would enable the Census Bureau to obtain more complete and accurate data in response to the Justice Department's request is not only unsupported, it's directly contradicted by the scientific analysis contained in the administrative record. Radical open borders communists are running the United States of America. To ask whether you're legal or not threatens the foundation of America to a liberal. You know what that makes you? A traitor. Stop pussyfooting around. Please quote Wayne Root, Right Wing Watch. If you believe every illegal in the world should enter on the border, then you're a traitor. And if you believe asking a question whether a person's legal or not, it's a legal question. There's the United States Constitution, is there not? And there is a border, is there not? You don't have a right to come into my country and take welfare for the rest of your life and commit crimes and rapes and murders. Or don't you know the entire Europe is filled with rape and murder? Don't you know the arrests of migrant families at the American borders hit an all-time high? According to federal data, more immigrant families, mostly from Central America, have been apprehended at the border since the beginning of this year than any full-year period ever. Start of the federal fiscal year in October through February, the Border Patrol arrested 136,000. Oh, that's not a crisis. 136,000 foreigners trying to come into my country is not a crisis. The prior record for a 12-month period was 107,000. And that was the fiscal year that ended last year. You mean we're not under attack? This isn't an invasion? And then you hear the DHS secretary say, they raped us so many times. Reveals every migrant girl over the age of 10 gets a pregnancy test. There's so much rape going on at the southern U.S. border. Every migrant girl over the age of 10 is given a pregnancy test after arriving in the United States. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says, very unfortunately, because of the increase in violence at ICE when we have families and children, we have to give every girl a pregnancy test over the age of 10. This is not a safe journey. How about this one? The strange death of Europe. Rapes and murders daily by refugees. Incredible crime rapes. Crime rates as to rapes, murders, molesting Europeans by immigrants. In his new book, The Strange Death of Europe, Douglas Murray said, the desire to continue to feel yourself guilty arguably finds its endpoint in modern Europe liberal societies. The first societies in human history who, when they are hit, ask what they did to deserve it. For unassuageable historical guilt carries over into the present. It makes Europeans the guilty party even when they are actually are hit or worse. Several years before the latest surge in migration, the left-wing Norwegian politician Carsten Nordahl Håkon, a self-described feminist, anti-racist, and heterosexual, was brutally raped in his own home by a male Somali refugee. Horrendously, the very people who plead for more refugees remain in gated communities to ensure their daughters and wives do not face the rampant rapes and molestations across all European countries invaded by migrants. All politicians stand away from above the violence. What kind of violence? Here's some examples. Mortula Madu, 33-year-old illegal immigrant from Niger, has been sentenced to life in prison for stabbing to death his 34-year-old German ex-girlfriend and decapitating their 21-month-old daughter at a subway station in Hamburg. The grisly crime drew renewed attention to Germany's spiraling epidemic of stabbings and knife violence, which has raged since Chancellor Angela Merkel allowed into the country more than 2 million, mostly male migrants from Africa, Asia, and Middle East. Do you want that to be us? Is that what you want? That's only one article. How about this one today? UK children given lessons on how to treat stab wounds. Do you know why? First of all, you have strict gun control in England. No one's got a gun. So they just stab each other and slash each other and pour acid on each other's faces. Left and right. Who's doing it? It's not the Brits. It's not the old-fashioned white Brits. It's the immigrants. And it's not just any immigrants. It's a Muslim migrant invasion of Europe and England. You people are so stupid. You let in people that stab and slash and spray acid in faces. God forbid their wife shows like an inch of leg, like a toe, a piece of ankle skin. Gotta stab them. Gotta stone them. Gotta make them blind. God forbid a little girl wants to go to school. Gotta murder her. This is is it compatible with Judeo-Christian values or countries or government? Sharia law, is it compatible with American government, nor Christian Judeo-Christian law, nor the United States Constitution? Children in high knife crime areas are being taught how to deliver first aid to stab victims. Details of the program emerging less than a week after two teenagers stabbed to death in separate attacks and a knife gang entered school grounds and threatened pupils. This is all going on in England as we speak. No wonder White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders said today to turncoat GOP senators who will vote against the border emergency, do your job. Single worst month in 11 years. And there are several more caravans on their way to the U.S. If this continues, nearly a million illegal aliens will be apprehended at the border, and they're all going to stay. See, you don't understand what apprehended means. You have to keep them. Democrats say this isn't an emergency, and 10 Republicans are likely to vote against President Trump and his border emergency declaration. And at the same time, Democrats want to give free benefits to their constituents, legal and illegal. So no wonder so many thousands of illegals are storming our border. Sarah Sanders joined Fox and Friends this morning and told Republican senators, do your job. My message to that group is to do your job. If you would have done what you were elected to do on the front end, then the president would have to fix this problem on his own through a national emergency. The president has the absolute authority. In fact, he has a duty to call a national emergency to fix the border crisis going on at our border. 76,000 people coming across our border. That would fill MetLife Stadium. And you don't think it's coming to you, what's happening in England and what's happening on our border. A rural American sheriff's ominous warning to citizens. Lock your doors, load your guns, and get a barking, biting dog. Sheriff of Martin County, Kentucky. There are only two paid law enforcement officers covering 231 square miles, sits right in the heart of America's raging opioid crisis. Martin County Sheriff John Kirk, lock your doors, load your guns, and get a barking, biting dog. Good luck, America.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world. With the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Johnny Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me. And I am so grateful that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Ballast of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
War now!
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Thank you from Thomas, by the way, listening in Connecticut. He says, excellent opening speech. I agree with you 100%. There should be charges of treason, lots of them. If that question, are you a U.S. citizen, is not on the census, there's no point of even doing it. I forgot how it is, but filling census should have a warning. False statement punishable by law under perjury, penalty of perjury. Thank you, Wayne. You do an amazing job. God bless you, Thomas. Thank you, Thomas. I know he listens, I believe, on the WJJF FM affiliate in New London, Connecticut. Thank you, Thomas. I'm Wayne Allen Root, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot, always loved this country, capitalist evangelist, American-made, proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens, and that's how we save what makes America great. Capitalism and American exceptionalism and our U.S. Constitution and Judeo-Christian values and our beloved GOP and the military and the police and small business. This show's coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned, operated, founded by the great Edward Stoltz. Gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. And the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my start on national radio syndication. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR. Find out more about Fordham at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M. F-O-R-T-E-M. FordhamResources.com. Check out the stock ticker symbol FTMR. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK, but especially in that third hour, I love to take calls, in my third hour on national TV, 833-927-8255. can find out what I think at my website, rootforamerica.com. All my columns wind up there. All my nationally syndicated columns, rootforamerica.com. My emails, wayneroot@gmail.com. And Twitter, @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. I was mentioning all the terrible things happening in this country, many of them because of immigrants. New York City, my friend sells furniture in New York. Every person that walks in the store now is a foreigner. There's no Americans left anymore. And New York City homicides up 37% so far in 2019, driven by a huge spike in February. Murders have spiked to over 50 in New York City year-to-date, compared with 38 a year ago, same period, a chaotic February, which had 24 homicides compared with 16 in February last year, helped transform some neighborhoods into war zones. You can bet this has something to do with a communist mayor, de Blasio. You can bet it has to do with an influx of foreigners in this country, violent foreigners. Here's a video showing Minneapolis Muslims believe Sharia law is better than American law. Video just out. In a forgotten report by Fox News in 2016, Minneapolis Muslims declare they believe Sharia law better than American law. And you must realize these people are not here to assimilate, but to conquer. I'm reading the article here. In 2016, satirist Amy Horowitz asked Minnesota Muslims if they prefer Sharia law over American law and if it is right to kill someone for depicting the Prophet Muhammad. While these Muslims admit to enjoying America for its freedoms, they still believe Sharia law is better than American law, even though Sharia does not afford them the protections of law for which they rave about freedoms in America, which comes from our Creator, the God of the Bible, not the Quran. And additionally, these people who claim they're all for freedom of speech want to have laws in place that would make it a crime to speak out against Muhammad. They would love for Sharia to be imposed upon the American people, in which case the penalty of death would be imposed upon anyone who called Muhammad anything negative. That would get me a beheading in other countries, and this is what Minneapolis Muslims say on camera they wish would occur in the U.S. On top of that, these Muslims believe it's right and a good thing to kill those that insult the non-prophet Muhammad. What's ironic is one of the men claims it becomes so frustrating to live among such hate that it drives you to kill others. Say what? They get angry because of what they perceive as hate, that they will hate others to the point of not pointing out the truth or even mocking, but being willing to kill themselves as well as those insulting Muhammad. Can you say hypocrite? Even more hypocritical is the fact these same Muslims declare though they love America, they would rather live in a Muslim country like Somalia among their own people than in America. Who's their new leader? It's got to be Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Wow. You're in the United States. All we're asking is you be Americans. All we're asking is you assimilate, homogenize. You're American now. You're not Muslim. You're American. And Amazon banned Tommy Robinson's new book, Muhammad's Quran. The British government, the BBC, are behind this. They're banning Tommy Robinson's new book, Muhammad's Quran. Folks, I don't care what you think about Tommy Robinson or me or Donald Trump or anybody who is skeptical and cynical about foreigners, illegals, Muslims, migrants. But you can't ban books in America. Amazon banning books because they don't like what you say. Who's next? You?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now!
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's first female fighter pilot to fly in combat. Now Arizona Republican U.S. Senator Martha McSally says at a Senate hearing today on sexual assault in the military that when she was a fighter pilot in the Air Force, she was raped by a superior officer.
Like so many women and men, I didn't trust the system at the time. I blame myself. I was ashamed and confused, and I thought I was strong, but felt powerless.
She says it almost caused her to quit the service. The Democratic National Committee pulling the plug on the Fox News channel when it comes to hosting any Democratic primary debates. DNC Chief Tom Perez saying that comes after he read a New Yorker article that says there's an extremely close tie between Fox and the Trump administration. He says he doesn't think Fox can host a fair and neutral debate among Democrats. And this is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, you know, how did the world start? It always seemed like through thousands of years, it's always been the Jews and the Muslims fighting. It sure seems like we're back to it again, huh? Ilhan Omar, Rashid Tlaib, and even Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, three of the most racist people ever in the history of the United States House, and all we ever hear about today is the controversies coming from the mouths of these three babes. Seems like it's the Jews and the Muslims all over again. It's amazing. Ron Corey is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Ron Corey's new book called Tenacity. Ron's a great guy, and he gave us a ton of books to give out to all of you. I think we got about 12 books. We've given like six of them away, and we've got number seven today. My buddy Ron Corey is so tenacious. He beat shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him, put him in prison for 50 years. And yet he became one of the wealthiest guys in Vegas. He's living the American dream, written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. It's called Tenacity. Nothing but the raw facts, the raw story of what it takes to make it. With the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever, Ron beat police, city hall, and stage four cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story, Hollywood now wants a piece. They want to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good, famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Kill Bill is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an e-book, or a Kindle. That's Corey as in C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. Visit his RonCoreyAuthor.com for more details. Go to Amazon to order Tenacity today or call up right now and win a free book. Call 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. The fifth caller gets Tenacity free today. Caller number five gets a copy of Ron Corey's Tenacity free right now. 833-927-8255. Caller number five. We'll read the winner on the show. Thank you, Ron Corey. Go get Tenacity. We've got our guest here, Joel Pollack of Breitbart News. He's senior editor-at-large of Breitbart. Website's Breitbart.com, co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, and a perfect guy to talk about what is going on in the U.S. House. I mean, it just seems like the Democratic Party has become the party of Jew haters, and I'm calling for a jexit. I did it on my national TV and radio show the last 3 days in a row. It's time for a jexit, just like Candace Owens calls for a blexit, as in black Americans exiting the Democratic Party. It's time for Jews to wake up. The Democratic Party is not on your team. It's time for an exodus from the Democratic Party. Just like there was an exodus from Egypt, there needs to be exodus from the desert of Democrat hatred. Jexit. Joel Pollack, how are you?
I'm good. You know, there's something called Jexodus, which just started, jexodus.org. So I think someone must have been listening to you.
I guess so. They have the same idea, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
I just can't believe the words coming from Ilhan Omar. But as I said today in a tweet, the serious issue isn't really Ilhan Omar. It's that the Democratic Party thought, the leadership, thought it was smart to put her on the Foreign Affairs Committee. And now they won't take her off it, despite all the controversy and even their own condemnation. They won't take her off, even though they know she's an Israel hater and would love to see the Jewish people, I'm sure, be driven into the sea. They leave her on the Foreign Affairs Committee that has to do with foreign aid to Israel. So that's the shocking and disgraceful thing.
Well, before we even get to Israel, I mean, her comments on Venezuela are unbelievable. She's one of the only people in the free world who is trying to defend the Maduro regime, and she's using her seat on the Foreign Affairs Committee to defend socialist tyranny in Venezuela, millions of starving people. The crazy thing is that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the other so-called justice Democrats defend Ilhan Omar on Venezuela by saying, well, she's a refugee. She knows what war is about. That's why we should listen to her and not get involved in Venezuela. And I say, as a refugee, she should have more empathy for the millions of refugees that Venezuela is creating because of socialism. So that's before we even get to the Israel issue. But the fact that she's prejudiced against Jews, which is evidenced from her repeated remarks, and by the way, there have been all of these behind-the-scenes meetings that her Jewish constituents have tried to use to educate her about how her rhetoric is hurtful and offensive. She's questioning their patriotism. They're upset about it. They've had a lot of quiet meetings with her, and she just doesn't listen or can't educate herself. Just is not intellectually capable of understanding why what she's saying. She's alleging that essentially Jews buy support for Israel in Congress, or that supporters of Israel, including Jews, have some kind of loyalty to Israel over and above America. It's the most vile thing, and it's an old accusation. It goes back to the Bible, really. You mentioned Egypt. I mean, that's how old it is, ancient Egypt. And it's been used to persecute Jews, so she doesn't understand that it's really hurtful to people, and she doesn't care. And now the Democrats are scrambling to try to contain the damage, but you're right. They won't do the one thing that would really have an effect, which is to kick her off the Foreign Affairs Committee and her other committees. I mean, Republicans did that with Steve King.
Correct.
He was accused of racism. So they're out there trying to defend her and say, well, we can't punish her because that would silence legitimate criticism of Israel. She wasn't making any kind of criticism of Israel. She was attacking the American Jewish community.
Well, it's not legitimate criticism of Israel. How about her mate, Rashida Tlaib? I believe it's Rashida Tlaib, not Ilhan Omar. That's the one that had a map in back of her new office in Congress, in back of her desk. And over Israel, there's a post-it note that says Palestine. She's covered up Israel on the map. Am I wrong? Did you hear about that, Joel? I believe it's Rashida Tlaib, not this one Ilhan Omar.
Right, that happened. And the other thing is that Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar are the first two Muslim women in Congress. Rashida Tlaib was celebrated, including by Omar, as the first Palestinian in Congress. That's actually not true. The first Palestinian American in Congress is a Republican, Justin Amash from Michigan. So, you know, and he's a libertarian with unconventional views on foreign policy and other things, and that's fine. But when he makes a statement, he's actually part of a debate. No one says to Justin Amash, you're being anti-Semitic. He criticizes our foreign policy sometimes, even on Israel. But nobody says to him, you're being anti-Semitic, because he doesn't go after Jews the way she did. He's not using anti-Jewish stereotypes. The notion that you can't criticize Israel is ridiculous. We had an article at Breitbart criticizing the Israeli government last week over comments that the Israeli foreign minister made about Poland, which are historically inaccurate and diplomatically self-defeating. We said that the U.S. was right to tell Israel to apologize to Poland. So nobody's saying you can't criticize Israel. Of course you can. What she's doing is trying to slander anybody who supports Israel, including people who aren't Jewish, as being bought or disloyal to the United States. And I think that's really damaging.
Well, there was tremendous hypocrisy, too, in what some of the things that Ilhan Omar said, because she had the nerve to apologize to Jews, and in the apology she said, but it's still true that organizations like AIPAC and the oil industry, and I forgot who the other one were, the gun industry, NRA, are all bribing the legislators, and they're buying them off. But she didn't mention that she got $60,000 from PACs. They're all liberal PACs. They're environmental PACs and CARE, which hates Israel and is a front for Hamas. Well, who said that? Not Wayne Root. Chuck Schumer said that. They're a front for a terrorist organization. So she takes money from terrorist Muslim organizations, but that's not supposed to influence her opinions? Well, she says all of us on the right are influenced by money from Israeli organizations or pro-Israel organizations. It's just the ultimate in BS and hypocrisy.
Right, and the Democrats are actually at each other's throats over this, because you mentioned Chuck Schumer. He's one of a few that is trying to get his party to do something, I mean, to his credit. But they can't control their caucus anymore. The Washington Post reported today that they had a full-scale brawl inside the Democratic caucus meeting. I don't know if that means fists and punches, but that's what brawl means to me. They're actually fighting each other over this because they can't bring themselves simply to condemn anti-Semitism. And it's put them in a real bind because they like to accuse Republicans of being racist. They want to say that Trump is a bigot, whatever. They can't even do the most basic thing and condemn hateful rhetoric that targets a minority group in the United States.
I want to get your take on this. You may disagree with me, and that's fine. So, I mean, that's why we have, you know, arguments on radio.
Sure.
When Ilhan Omar suggests that it's all about the Benjamins, it's all about the money, here's where I think she's wrong, and here's where I think she's right. She's wrong that everyone I know who is a Republican, and most of the people I know who are Republicans are Christian, not Jewish. I happen to be the exception. I'm Jewish. But almost every Christian I know who's a Republican and goes to church on Sunday loves Israel and believes literally in the Bible and believes the Jews are God's chosen people and Israel is what God wanted, and God wanted America to support Israel. So they don't need to be bribed to believe in Israel and the Jewish people because they already believe it in their heart and their soul. So that's where she's so wrong. Well, she may be right, by the way, Joel. And this is where you may disagree with me, is I think Democrat and the Democratic Party and the Democratic leadership has become very anti-Semitic, and the support there for Israel, where there is support, might just be because they get some money. In other words, a lot of money is given by Jewish donors to the Democratic Party, very little to the Republican Party. So the fact that some Democrats are still slightly loyal to Israel may just be about the money. But I know on our side, it has nothing to do with the money, because everyone I know that's Republican and conservative and Constitution-believing and believing in Judeo-Christian values just loves Israel. They don't need any money. I've never been paid a dime in my life by any lobbying group to say I love Israel. I just love Israel. So that's where she's wrong, and I think maybe there's a little bit where she's right on her side. What do you think of that?
I think that's one of the reasons the Democrats have been reluctant to allow this anti-Semitic or anti-Israel caucus to have free reign, because they are trying to keep some of the donors on board.
Right,
but
exactly.
But look, there's money on every side of every issue.
Right, correct.
Agreed. It's not paid for.
All right, well, on the Democratic side, there's plenty of CARE money. That's obvious. And there's probably other groups. I'm sure there's 20 more or 300 more where CARE came from. Even like J Street, right? They give plenty of money to Democratic candidates, and they're Jews that are very anti-Israel. So Democrats get money from both sides. But I know on my side, Joe, the guys like me and you love Israel. We don't need any money to say we love Israel. We just do. In any case, we appreciate having you on, Joel Pollack from Breitbart, Breitbart.com. Thanks, Joel. Senior Editor-at-Large, Breitbart News, one of the good guys, one of the best news sites in America. Hope you go there every day as I do throughout the day. Wayne Allen Root, worn out. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you know what's funny? I was on TV with Piers Morgan. He had his own show on CNN. Remember the Piers Morgan show? Must have been 5 or 6 years ago, and I went on there. And the topic was guns and gun control, and he's the biggest anti-gun nut in the world. You know how they call people gun nuts when you support gun? He's the biggest anti-gun nut. And he set me up. They gave me questions the entire day. They spent a whole day tying me up until I was exhausted. When I finally got on the show that night, I was exhausted for having spoken 50 times to 50 different producers. And they told me to study the 6 questions they'd ask me. And then I get on TV and they don't ask me any of them. They make up 6 new ones about guns. So it was a total ambush. And they trapped me. And I thought he was a scumbag. But the reality is, I agree with him on many other things. I may disagree vociferously about guns, but Piers Morgan's usually right about a lot of other stuff. And so today, they got a story at UK Daily Mail. I believe he's the editor of the UK Daily Mail, the U.S. version. And he says, Kylie Jenner isn't a self-made billionaire. She's a selfie-made billionaire dimwit profiting off the back of her big sister's sex tape. What a tragic reflection on our shallow social media society. I mean, he's on the money. I mean, I couldn't have described it better myself. She's not a self-made billionaire. She's a selfie-made billionaire, dimwit, profiting off the back of her big sister's sex tape. By the way, Ocasio-Cortez, a dimwit, and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar aren't just dimwits. They're dangerous, communist, Jew-hating, Muslim migrant, Muslim terrorist-supporting people that belong in the Iranian parliament. What are they doing in America? My God, they've got nothing to do with American values, nothing to do with American exceptionalism, nothing to do with patriotism, nothing to do with Judeo-Christian values or any of the things that made America great. Unbelievable. These are now our congresspeople. Scary. And I keep bringing up Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez because she supports this Ilhan Omar so much. Every time she says something stupid about Jews, terrible and stupid and evil about Jews, Ocasio-Cortez backs her. So now there's this real tie-in between communism, socialism, and Jew-hating. And by the way, it's always been that way. Jews are like blind, delusional if they don't understand that. Name a socialist country where Jews have ever been treated well. Name a socialist country where Jews weren't eventually murdered and all of their belongings stolen and then raped and enslaved and gassed. Every single time Soviets killed the Jews. Nazi Germany was socialist. They killed the Jews. I guarantee you Venezuelans killed Jews. You're not going to fare well in a socialist society, Jews. So why do you support socialists? I'll bet you Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a hero of a lot of liberal American Jews. While she badmouths Jews and while she supports Ilhan Omar, who badmouths Jews and is evil and hates Israel and wants to destroy Israel, and while Cortez's wildest dream is America to become a Marxist nation, when you become a Marxist nation, the first thing they do is take the wealth away from people like the Jews, and then they enslave them and then they murder them. I mean, are you that stupid and self-hating? Really? That guilt-ridden? You hate yourself that much because you're a race of very smart, very successful people called the chosen people by God? I mean, you're very successful, so who do you think they're coming after when they come after money? You! Now, did you earn it, or did you get it by mistake? No, you earned it! Everyone I know, 90% of everyone I know who has money, is really smart, and they earned their money. Jewish or otherwise, you earned your money. How could you support a woman who wants to take all the money away from people? This segment of the show, by the way, is sponsored by Fordham Resources. Fordham Resources is the sponsor, main title sponsor of this national radio show and my TV show. And they have the naming rights for the studio. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. They're a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion with a B in shareholder value. Shareholder profits, excuse me, just profits, $15 billion to shareholders. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Just to give you an idea, a comparison, Manhattan, as in the city of New York City, Manhattan, 22 square miles. And the City of Gold's 180-square-mile mining property. Wow. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend, this chairman, Mark Bruner, amazing guy. This is his new baby, Fordham. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, or check out the stock, ticker symbol FTMR. I didn't mention at the beginning of the show, because there's so much going on, so much to mention. I haven't even gotten to the Ilhan Omar controversy of the day. But Jeopardy host Alex Trebek reveals he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer and vows to keep working despite the diagnosis. Listen, I've known some people in my life with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Every one of them was dead within 3 months. I remember Michael Landon being dead within 3 months. If a guy worth a $500 million can't beat stage 4 pancreatic cancer, I don't know that anybody can. But Jeopardy host Alex Trebek is certainly that rich, and it's been a lot of years since Michael Landon died. So who knows? Maybe there's been some breakthroughs. Maybe there's still a chance. Let's hope and pray for him. He's hosted Jeopardy for 35 years. In December of 17, he underwent brain surgery caused by complications from a fall. He's 78 years old, born and raised in Ontario, Canada. Alex Trebek, diagnosed with pancreatic cancer stage 4. He sent a message on YouTube saying, "Now, just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer." So we'll see. He even admits the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this and I'm going to keep working. Thank you, Alex. I love people who are brave. I love people who fight. I'll tell you what, if I was him, I wouldn't go with traditional. Mm-mm. I'd go to Germany. I'd go with the non-traditional medicine. I'd go with vitamin therapy. I'd go with holistic therapy. War now.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.